Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Surprise!
What's up, brother?
Did you see the girls?
No, I came here to surprise you.
See me! God, what a sight for sore eyes! Oh. God bless you. Hey, God bless you. Oh, man.
I am so psyched. Oh, my God.
Got my boy back.
What an awesome moment. Dwayne Kuiper back in the booth. Pirates, Giants, we'll get into all of it. Mike Kruko, but that's what we want to talk about first. And Kirk joins us courtesy of the UMA guest line. First of all, thanks for making the time. I know you're up early with the boys this morning, but we wanted to talk to you too. But just explain, we could hear it, but explain what that moment was like.
Well, it caught me completely by surprise because we had been anticipating at some point this season that he was going to be able to come back, but we just didn't know when. And, you know, we didn't think it was going to be anytime soon, to be quite honest. And when he walked through the door and I saw him, it just stunned me. And I was so overwhelmed. It was just, I mean, you know, you don't really appreciate somebody or something until it's been taken away from you. And then when we got him back, and albeit just for a couple of games for now, it just felt so wonderful. And I was so happy because he had to be feeling better to be able to come back. And this is what we've all been hoping for. So it was an emotional thing for not just me, but for John and Dave and Darren Chan. We were all just overwhelmed.
And we saw it all over your face, Mike. You were just positively beaming. And Dwayne has a way of just putting his nose down and going to work, and he deals with things. So, you know, he's a little more stoic, even though he's the one that's going through it. And a lot of times when people go through these things, it's the people around them, the people that love them so much, that are more emotional. But you had to kind of hold it in there. I could see it all over your face, what it meant to be working with him again.
Oh, Papa, you know the deal, man. It hits you in a big wave. And, you know, he's just this old, tough Dutch farmer. You know, I mean, he's always been that way. When we were playing, I mean, he never complained, ever. You never knew if he hurt. You anticipated that, you know, he did, given that he just got drilled and, you know, in a bad spot. Never a peep. That's just the way he was as a player. That's the way he is as a person. And he doesn't complain about this. So, you know, I mean, when we saw him walk through the doors, it was overwhelming for me. It really was. It was so cool. And then yesterday when they showed his picture up on the jumbo screen out in center field, and everybody just got up and there was an ovation that was so heartfelt, and that got him. That absolutely got him. And, you know, rare that you see him lock up, but it got to him. So it was just a great weekend. And look, we had the worst game of the year on Saturday. It was my favorite game of the year.
That's a great way to put it. Mike Kruko is joining us. The return of Dwayne Kuiper surprised us all over the weekend. And, you know, you work with such great guys regardless. You know, Greg and I have been doing this together for 10 years, and I love working with everybody, but it's just kind of that special thing that you have, right?
Oh, my gosh. Our core four, Dave and John and Dwayne and I, you know, we've been so privileged to be able to bring many, many special moments to our Giants fans and describe the success that this team has had and some of the tough times as well. But, you know, we really pride ourselves in our abilities to bring that story, and we hold each other accountable. And there's a, there's an intense respect that we have for one another because, you know, everybody's spot on. I mean, nobody phones anything in. I mean, they accept the responsibility of telling the story of the Giants. And we were there on Saturday. All four of us were in the television booth. And I was telling the guys this morning, it really was like that scene in The Wizard of Oz. Right there were, you know, the Tin Man and the Lion and the Scarecrow were, you know, back to their, you know, their farmhand form, and they're standing around the bed and they're doting over Dorothy. And that's exactly what it felt like. We were just always this genuine, soft, goofy smile that we just were at peace with the world. We were all back together again. It was just, you know, I'm over dramatizing this whole thing, but that's exactly what it felt like. We got our boy back, and it was just, it felt so good.
But the one exception, you guys got plenty of brains, heart, and courage. So it wasn't any lacking there. And the beautiful thing about it, Mike, I listen to every single word you guys say and have for years. If you would have just popped the game on and had no knowledge that Duane was gone since June the 6th, you wouldn't have known anything. His voice sounded exactly the same. The way you guys interacted was exactly the same. And Saturday was a really hard game. But the highlight, clearly, Lamont Wade Jr.'s home run. Lamont, congratulations to you. It was your 10th, and he had two more yesterday. But Kipe's home run call, after not, I don't know, maybe he's practicing with you, and I don't know, but he completely nailed that home run call like he did not miss a single pitch, Mike.
Oh, I know, and I told him afterwards, I said, great call, partner. I mean, that got me, too. I mean, you know, we've been doing these shows, the Kruk and Kipe show we've been doing, and we pre-record them, you know, we'll do three if it's a three-game series, four if it's a four-game series. And by the time we are getting to the last show of pre-recording, you know, he's starting to lose his voice and you know, he just didn't have the strength. So it was a concern. We obviously knew he was getting challenged physically, and there were some examples there. But the last week, he started to get stronger. But I know it was in the back of his mind as to whether or not he could do a full nine innings. And so when he got that call on Saturday and he nailed it, I looked over at him and he looked at me, and there was just a, you know, that was a hurdle that he overcame. And we both knew that it was a significant accomplishment from his perspective. And then yesterday he gets four home runs. It was great. And everyone got better than the other. It was just so cool.
That is awesome, man. It was fun, man. Everybody had a big smile on their face. So in terms of the future, does he just kind of go on how he feels? Do you know what the schedule may be?
Exactly. Now, tomorrow he starts his third month of chemo, and the first session is about an eight-hour session. It's a rough one. And then the next couple of days after that, he's banged up. And he said, I'm just going to have to wait and see how I feel coming into the weekend. And it's going to be a wait-and-see deal. Now, he'll do chemo for 3 weeks every Tuesday, and then on the fourth week of the month, he gets it off. And that was the situation this last week. He had it off, so he had a chance to really regroup. But what's been really evident is that the chemo's helping. And the pain that he had earlier, you know, he doesn't have it, and it's getting better. I mean, I shouldn't say he doesn't have it. It's minimized. Much better than it was. So, you know, he's feeling better. And again, you could feel it and hear it in his voice. Plus he had a cheeseburger. You know, I mean, come on. That itself is another glorious accomplishment.
It's just another chapter. It's certainly not the final chapter because you guys have a long way to go in your Hall of Fame respective books. But another chapter in your great story. And we all know everything you've been battling physically, and as I've said many times, you're the best duo in the history of Bay Area broadcasting. Maybe one day, John, we can be in the top like 50, but Frank and Mike would be right below, but it's Duane and Mike. And then I think in baseball as well, and the special aspect of it is that Duane does play-by-play. That's what makes it different. Cock Harrelson went in yesterday, and he's a great broadcaster and Hall of Famer and a great, great player. What a home run hitter he was. But, Mike, it's just special. The fact that Duane is the play-by-play guy, and so it's two old players, two former players talking together, and the fact that you're best friends, it's just amazing. So my question is, I know you love working with John, and I know you love working with Flem, but it's a little different when you're with Kipe because of the fact that, you know, Kipe played and there's certain commonality between the two of you. Do you adjust at all how you present the game to the Bay Area listeners and all the Giant fans around the world depending on if it's Dwayne or if it's John or Dave?
Well, I do. And, you know, you can imagine how lucky I feel working with those three guys. I just think that they're amazing. And, you know, what other analyst in the country can make the same boast that I can, that I work with the three of the best who's ever done it. And with Dwayne, it's a little different simply because, you know, as an analyst, you know, you kind of have to be responsible for everything. You have to be responsible for what the pitcher does, what the hitter does, what the defense does. You have to think as a manager in situational baseball. And when I'm there with Dwayne, you know, I don't have to be responsible for everything. You know, he can take things that are happening in the infield around second base bag. You know, he can take things as to what the mindset is of a pinch hitter as he's getting ready to come into a leading situation against a situational leftier. You know, those things, I think, are really what makes our broadcast a little bit different than when I do it with John or with Dave, because Dwayne can go from play-by-play to an analyst just at the crack of just – like the snap of a finger, and now it becomes conversational, like two old friends talking ball at a bar. And I think that's one of the things that has served us so well over the years.
You know, what's great is you guys just make it so easy. I mean, your analysis is amazing, both you guys, and then you guys can flip to the guy with the crazy pants yesterday and start analyzing people in the crowd. I mean, there's just nobody like it. You just make it so comfortable and easy and fun and funny. You guys just flip back and forth from, you know, a spin rate on a pitch to a certain thing that a guy's thinking, to then the guy who had the crazy pants in the crowd, who definitely, by the way, you know, had some weird stuff going on. But it's you guys are great. It was great having you back together, man. It was really fun.
Well, we sure enjoyed it. And by the way, we never ever lack for weirdness in our stands. I mean, it's one of the greatest things about coming to that
awesome
ballpark. The attitude that it shows up on a nightly basis is just so festive. And we're quite lucky, and thank you guys for your wonderful comments and compliments from you. It means a lot. And right now, you know, we have become so melancholy about, you know, just take one day at a time, and we don't know. I mean, we want to do this until we can't do it. But I'll never take another day for granted, ever, not ever.
Well said, Mike. Thank you so much. We appreciate the time. We'll talk to you again real soon.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.